rest of the story. Harry Byrne announced in Nashville that he was slamming the door. He was voting against the proposed 19th Amendment in the Tennessee legislature. And that should do it. That should stop the widely disdained women's suffrage movement, perhaps once and for all. By one vote? By one vote. That's how hotly contested was the issue of whether women should be permitted access to the voting booth. And Representative Harry Byrne, the very last domino in the row, was refusing to fall. It was incredible in a way that the women's suffrage movement had made it this far. After failing with monotonous regularity for 7 decades, the suggestion that women be allowed to vote was just barely endorsed by the United States House of Representatives in January of 1918. The Senate would not be so eager. In September of that same year, they rejected the requisite constitutional amendment by a scant 2 votes. Not even the controversial daring intervention by President Wilson could urge opponents to reconsider. Among those who stood in the way of women's suffrage was the South, and in a virtual block, their traditional objection was to agitators seeking to destroy the American home. But then at last from the Senate floor, one South Carolina senator voiced this dark reservation, and this is a quote from the record. "I warn every man here today that when the test comes, as it will come, when the clamor for Negro rights shall have come, you senators from the South, having voted for women's rights, will have started it here this day," end quote. Nevertheless, by sunset, June 4, 1919, following yet another narrow defeat in the Senate only 4 months previous, the 19th Amendment had passed both houses of Congress. It was on its way to the states for ratification. 36 states were needed to make it the law of the land. 35 ratified. One hope remained, Tennessee. But the tally in that state's legislature was 1 vote shy. 1 vote, and the solitary no vote that would undo 70 years of labor by the advocates of women's suffrage was about to be cast by a 24-year-old representative named Harry Byrne. Nervous misogynists were reassured that they had nothing to fear, that Harry Byrne was one of them. But guess what? At the last minute, I mean the very last minute, Byrne voted the other way. And it was that one man's decisive vote that gave American women their own vote forever after. Of course, among a great many of his constituents, Harry Byrne was now in trouble. He must account for his betrayal, he was told. And he sure enough did, for just prior to the roll call, he had received a letter from a woman in his district, a woman back in the mountains, and she wrote in part, quote, "Be a good boy and vote for suffrage." So Harry did. On August 26, 1920, the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified. Because after all of the years of rhetoric, eloquent and crude, temperate and vicious, a simple exhortation from a solitary source provoked the solitary vote that changed history. Be a good boy, vote for suffrage. And Harry Byrne did. And it became the law of the land. And he voted on orders from his mother. Now you know the rest of the story.